Namandavits.
I'll begin this morning with the words of Nagarjuna. He's one of our seven Pure Land Masters, and this is a passage that talks about the life of the Nembutsu and how we experience our Buddhist teachings in our lives. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho o negai shimasu. Ryūjū Bōsatsu no okotoba o itadakimasu. In the Buddha's teaching, there are countless gates, just as there are difficult and easy among the paths of this world, for journeying overland is full of hardship, while sailing on board a boat is pleasant. So it is with the paths of the Bodhisattva. Some engage in rigorous practice and endeavor, others quickly reach the stage of non-retrogression, the stage of awakening, through easy practice of entrusting as the means for attaining it.
Buppo niwa hakari shirenai ooku no oshie ga aru. Tatoeba, yo no naka no michi niwa muzukashii michi to yasashii michi to atte. Rikuro o ayunde iku no wa kurushii ga. Suiro o fune ni notte wataru no wa tanoshii youna mono de aru. Bosatsu no michi mo onaji de aru. Jiriki no 行を励む者もいれば、他力信心の異行で速やかに不退転の位に至る者もある。もし人が速やかに不退転の位に至ろうと思うなら、熱く敬う心を持って仏の名号を信じるがよいと、
ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
皆さん、おはようございます。Starting this week, we're going to be talking about what we call the seven Pure Land Masters. We're going to be talking about them over the next few months, on and off. And we're going to begin with Nagarjuna. Nagarjuna is a Buddhist teacher from India. And we have a picture of him up here in the Onaiji. Does anyone know where Nagarjuna's picture hangs? Do you know? Do you know, Sarah? Yeah, that's right. You're pointing to it. That's right. He's right there. He's on the far, so you can see there's a scroll that has the seven little portraits. Can you see them from where you're sitting? They might look like big dots, but, excuse me, the upper left-hand side is a portrait of Nagarjuna. And Nagarjuna lived in India a long time ago. He lived in India not quite 2,000 years ago, but almost 2,000 years ago. So he lived a long time ago. But the insights, the wisdom that he had still speaks to us in our experiences, in our lives. So this passage that I read talks about different ways of traveling places. So if you were going to get from one place to another, what are some ways that you could get from your house to the temple? What are some ways you could get here in the morning? Yeah, what do you think, Sarah? You could go in a car. You could go in a car. Yeah, Dilma?
If you have some morning exercise, you could ride your bike or just walk.
You could ride your bike or you could just walk. Did anyone walk here this morning? See, I had a plant. I knew at least one person walks here who lives close by. So we can walk, we can ride a bike, we can ride in a car, right? Say you were going to San Francisco. How would you get up to San Francisco if you're going up to San Francisco? You could go in a car, that's right. What if it was rush hour? And you were me, you wouldn't take a car. You would get on, yeah? How would you go? Take the train, that's right. That's like me. I love to take the train when I go into San Francisco, when I go over to Oakland or Berkeley. Those of you who know me know I really don't like to drive in traffic. Those of you who've ever been to a district meeting with me have been asked to give me a ride home after I took the train over there for a minister's meeting or something. So I really love to take the train. And I fell in love with riding trains when I was living in Japan. Has anyone here ever been to Japan before? Okay, lots of people have been to Japan. Anybody ridden on a train in Japan? Yeah, what are the trains like in Japan? They're very fast, right? Yes, sir. Less more comfortable and less shaky, that's right. They're smooth. Clean. Clean, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, Dioma? Sometimes they go underground, right? And one thing about the trains is that they're almost always on time in Japan. They're very punctual. And when you get on the train in Japan, you know that you're going to get to your destination, right? You know, if you walk, sometimes if you walk in Japan, it's really easy to get lost. Because in Japan, they don't have a lot of streets that have names. It's something, something, Chome, or something. You know, they don't have the same kind of streets that we have here in the United States. So it's pretty easy to get lost in Japan. Japan was way ahead of the United States in terms of the navigation systems in the cars. Because it's so hard to find places if you walk. But it's pretty easy to get places on the train. And so I remember one of my first times riding a train in Japan. I was visiting some friends. I was on a little trip to Japan. And I went down to Fukuoka, southern Japan. And then I took an overnight bus. Has anybody ever here been on an overnight bus before? Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah. Yeah, how about it? Did you get a good night's sleep, Thomas, on the overnight bus? No, no, neither did I on this particular overnight bus. And so after I got up to, I arrived in Tokyo, I went from Fukuoka to Tokyo, I arrived there from the overnight bus, and I had a big backpack. I was a college student with a big backpack full of stuff. My whole life was in my backpack, right? All my clothes, all my toiletries, my camera that had all the pictures I'd taken on my vacation, everything was all in my back on this backpack. And it was heavy. Right? Think about all your stuff in a backpack. It's really heavy, right? So when I got on the train, my first thought was, oh, I can't wait to get this backpack off. And they had a nice rack up above. And so I put the backpack up on the rack. And this was the JR line in Tokyo. Those of you who have spent some time in Tokyo know the JR line. I was on the JR line. I got on the train. And this was early in the morning. It was about 7 o'clock in the morning. I was going to be going all the way across the city. I was going to be on the train for about an hour. So I was sitting there, and the trains, as you said, they're very smooth. They're very clean. They're very comfortable. Do you know what I did? I slept. That's right. If you've been on the train in Japan, you've seen people sleeping too, right? So I was asleep on the train. I was enjoying a nice nap, and I woke up right at the stop where I was supposed to get off the train. I woke up, and I'm, wah, I got to get off the train. So I immediately jumped off, and you know, it's crowded too because it was rush hour, right? All of a sudden, I woke up, I'm at my stop, and there's all these people on the train. So my first concern is, well, I gotta get off the train. So excuse me, sumimasen. Did the axe hand and you know, snuck my way off the train. And then I got off the train, I was greeted by a picture of Tommy Lee Jones on a coffee machine. And then the train drove off with my backpack. On the rack, right? Wow! I was in a panic, right? Because I had all my stuff in there. And I thought, okay, what am I going to do? Okay, eventually the train's going to stop. So I'm going to go to the final stop for the train. And I'm sure they'll stop it, and they'll clean it off, and they'll take off my backpack. So I've got to find that train office. So I said, okay. I see a staff person. I'll go ask him. And I asked him, where does this train stop? He says, what do you mean, where does it stop? And when, like at the final stop, when will it stop running for today? And I assumed it would be maybe in half an hour or so. So he said, well, let's have a look. And he very calmly got out and he opened up a gigantic book that had a huge, very complicated map and timetable on it. And he looked at it and he did his finger like this. And he said, this train will stop running at 5:35 p.m. This was, right? This was about 8 o'clock in the morning. And it'll be way out in Chiba, right? So far, far away, far, far away, a long time from now. And he saw I had this look of utter despair on my face. And he said, what's wrong? Why do you ask? And I explained to him, very embarrassed, very sheepishly, I explained, I left all my stuff on that train. And he looked at me and he said, oh, I understand. He said, said, do you remember where you got off the train? I thought, wow, it was such a blur, but I remember Tommy Lee Jones. Right? So I looked and I said, it was right in front of that vending machine that I got off the train. And he said, oh, okay. He looked at, he said, looked down at the table. He looked at it again and he said, okay, here, follow me. So we went downstairs and we went back up. We came up on another platform, right? Because there's these Japanese train stations, they have maybe 10 or 11 platforms sometimes. So we came up on another platform and he said, he walked me down. He sort of looked over where Tommy Lee Jones was and he walked me down. He said, okay, wait right here. In 1 hour and 35 minutes at 9:56, that train you were on is going to pass through this station again. And it's going to, the car you were in is going to stop right here. So at 9:56, I suggest you get on this train and check and see if your bag is still there. So I said, okay, 9:56. I looked at my watch. That's like an hour and a half from now. What am I going to do? So I just had to wait. And as I waited, I did not fall asleep. This time I did not fall asleep because I was so nervous and I was thinking, can I trust this train conductor? Could this train actually be that punctual? Could it be on time? I don't know. There's so many things that could go wrong. There's so many different glitches that could happen. I don't know. And I got more and more nervous. And I was waiting and I kept checking my watch. And at 9:54, a train pulls in. Looked at my watch, says, this must be the train. So I hopped on. Doors closed, head off. I look for my backpack. I check the car in front, the check car behind. No backpack. Must be wrong. So I thought, well, might as well get off the train and at the next stop and try to figure out what to do. So I got off the train at the next stop. And as I was waiting there on the train platform wondering what to do, 2 minutes later, a train comes and stops. 2 minutes. So it was 9:54, 9:56. Maybe this is the train. So I got on, looked at the luggage rack. There was my green backpack. Right? It was there. It was waiting for me. So I got all my stuff, right? It's very interesting. You know, if I had tried to track my bag down, if I hadn't asked the train conductor, if I hadn't trusted his advice, if I hadn't trusted the train system, if I hadn't trusted all of these things, if I'd said, I'm going to go walk to find my backpack. I'm going to walk around Tokyo until I find my backpack. It would take me 5 kalpas, right? Take me a very, very long time to walk all over Tokyo and to try to find my backpack by walking, right? All I needed to do was listen, trust, and realize that my backpack was being carried to me, right? So this is what Nagarjuna is talking about, right? They didn't have trains back in his day, but he said, you know, there are different ways of getting places, different ways of getting to peace of mind. They use cows and horses, right? And they use boats. And now we use trains. And if we ride on a train, then we know we'll get to our destination, right? Nothing that I need to do, nothing I really can do, right, to get there in time. And so that's the way it is with this teaching of the Buddha. We just need to open our ears and listen. Listen to the Buddha, receive the assurance that the wisdom of the Buddha is carrying us to our destination, the world of enlightenment that we call the Pure Land. It's represented by this space up here where Nagarjuna is dwelling. Nagarjuna, having realized birth in the Pure Land, now he's a voice calling us, telling us to listen to the teachings of the Buddha, to listen with this entrusting heart, and to say these words, Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu means I take refuge in the awakened Buddha of immeasurable light and life, the Buddha of immeasurable wisdom and compassion. So when we say these words, Namo Amida Butsu, it's the voice of that train conductor telling us, you don't need to run around, you don't need to try to track it down, you're right already there on the boat, you're already being carried, everything's been taken care of. You must simply live the life of entrusting in the Buddha's wisdom and compassion. Sometimes the most difficult thing isn't to do something, but it's to not do something, right? To not meddle or get in the way or try to solve it all by yourself. Sometimes the most difficult thing is to entrust in the Buddha's wisdom. And yet, this is called the easy path, because anybody can do it. We just need to slow down, rest, and hear these words of the Buddha. So in conclusion, I'd like us to once again hear and reflect upon these words of Nagarjuna that we have in Shinran Shonin's writings. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho o negai shimasu. In the Buddha's teaching, there are countless gates. Just as there are difficult and easy among the paths of this world, for journeying overland is full of hardship, while sailing on board a boat is pleasant. So it is with the paths of bodhisattvas. Some engage in rigorous practice and endeavor. Others quickly reach the stage of non-retrogression through the easy practice of entrusting as the means for attaining it. If a person desires to attain quickly the stage of non-retrogression, one should, with a reverent heart, say the name Namu Amida Butsu, holding fast to it. Buppo niwa hakari shirenai ooku no oshie ga aru. Tatoeba, yo no naka no michi niwa muzukashii michi to yasashii michi to ga atte. Rikuro o ayunde iku no wa kurushii ga, suiro o fune ni notte wataru no wa tanoshii you na mono de aru. Bosatsu no michi mo onaji de aru. Jiriki no gyō ni hagemu mono mo ireba, tariki shinjin no igyō de sumiyaka ni futaiten no kurai ni itaru mono mo aru. Moshi hito ga sumiyaka ni futaiten no kurai ni itarou to omou nara, atsuku uyamao kokoro o motte hotoke no myōgo o shinji tonaeru ga yoi to.
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.